Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Revolutionary Snake Ensemble is a New Orleans-style marching band. Except for the marching part and the New Orleans part. But in every other respect, this Cambridge-based brass band is just like those funky, omnivorous, hard-partying bands from the Crescent City. Decked out in feathered masks and sequined robes, they'll be partying in New York this weekend. And they'll start the festivities now, here in our studio, with a traditional song called Rock of Ages. It's the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble, live on Soundcheck. That is Rock of Ages, as played live in our studio by the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble. Let me introduce you to the members of the band. They are They are many and they are splendiferous. Ken Field joining me at the microphone. You are blinding me with that jacket, Ken.
Thank you, John.
Ken Field plays the sax and leads the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble. Jerry Sabatini playing the trumpet. The three trombones, Danny Heath, Alex Asher, and Josh Roseman. The two basses, Blake Newman playing the stand-up bass, Alex Smith playing the electric. And the two drummers are Joey Leffitz and Kenny Wallison. That's a big band. Ken, it's you've got the look, you've got the dual drummers, you've got the wide New Orleans-style repertoire. Why don't you guys march?
Here's what I always said, John. I always thought it was easier for the audience to march and the band to stay still because the band's already working.
Uh-huh.
Right? The audience, what are they doing?
But I know clubs where the audience would be smaller than this band.
Yeah. You know, John, unfortunately, so do I.
So you took your inspiration from these, you know, the New Orleans second line bands, among other things. But were there particular ones that you had in mind?
You know, all the current crop, I mean the past maybe 15 years, current crop of brass bands, there was a brass band renaissance that happened where sort of a lot of young kids rediscovered their brass band heritage in New Orleans, and they added a lot of contemporary sounds to it, and mm-hmm. a lot of funk and hip-hop kind of sounds. And I think that's the inspiration we're drawing from more than anything else.
So that kind of community, the brass band as a part of the community.
The brass band as part of the community, also the brass band in the context of current music and current culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that and you know, I think that the community thing is really an important part of it because you build a community when you have a band like that.
You know, Robbie Robertson was on the first part of the show today, and before we went on the air, he was, you know, watching you guys play in here, and he was saying, you know, I've worked with a lot of those guys down in New Orleans, a lot of those brass band players, and you know, a lot of them, that's their gang. Instead of getting into a gang and fighting, you know, the neighboring gang with guns and knives, they do it through music.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely true. And I have to say that not being in New Orleans, it's a little different for us. You know, that's not really, this is not our gang mm-hmm. In the same way. And so that's a significant difference. But we hang. I mean, a band, you know this from talking to so many bands that a band is a unique social situation. You know, you're a bunch of sort of siblings, you know, brothers and sisters in a band. And it's a great opportunity to have that when sometimes in life you don't have that in other places.
Now, you say you're not in New Orleans, but in fact you have been in New Orleans and you've been on our show in the past on your way to the is it the Amtrak? Is it called the Crescent City or whatever?
The Crescent.
The Crescent.
The Crescent, yeah.
Which takes you down to New Orleans, and the band has played on
yeah.
the train for
yeah.
people going down there. You still
yeah.
doing that?
We haven't done that in the past couple of years. That stopped. But we had a very nice run of about 5-6 years where we'd go down every year. We'd play on, as you say, we'd play on the train. Then we'd march in one of the one or more of the parades, play gigs, Tipitinas, other places mm-hmm. While we're down there. And you know, being as how that's one of the significant points of influence for the band to get the kind of reception we get when we go down there is really quite nice.
We're speaking with Ken Field and listening to the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble playing here in the studio. Part of this new culture, as you put it before, of brass band music in New Orleans is it's very wide-ranging. And it includes, you know, modern stuff, old stuff, original compositions. You're going to do a song called I Got It next. Is this one of yours?
This is one of my compositions. And, you know, it draws on, again, the second line. Part of the thing about the brass band music in New Orleans, the source that I like so much, is the rhythmic context. And the rhythmic context is based a lot on Caribbean, Haitian-Cuban rhythms. And they have a sort of certain kind of syncopation and a certain they utilize a straight eighth note kind of feel, mm-hmm. but they have a certain syncopation that really is attractive to me. And so this piece has that as well.
All right, let's hear it. It's the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble, live performance in our studio. They're also playing tonight. You can see them in all their sequined finery at Barbez in Park Slope, Brooklyn at 8 o'clock, or Sunday night at 8 at The Stone here in Manhattan. But here they are in the Soundcheck studio with a song called I Got It. ¶¶ That is the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble, live in the studio with a song called I Got It. It's a Ken Field original, and boy, lots going on there, especially when all the trombonists put down their trombones, Ken, to pick up the tiniest little wind instruments, tin whistles and stuff like that.
I know. What happened there? What happened?
And you, I mean, folks who go to see the band live will probably see you doing this for themselves, but you look like you're herding cats. It's just like running around the studio, trying to get people's attention, cueing them for when to come in and when to go out and when to change meter and all that kind of stuff.
Herding cats is much harder, I have to say. Have you tried it?
I have not. Now, the band is called the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble. Where does that name come from?
You know, it came kind of out of nowhere. There's not really a reference. Later, I really realized that it, in a way, it was a mistake because of the great ensemble trio called the Revolutionary Ensemble. I think I had that running around in my head. There was a snake thing running around in my head. Put them together. But it actually came from a first gig we did for a group that had titled themselves the Snakes. Mm-hmm. It was a sort of social group, as you were mentioning, community groups. This was
right.
Kind of a community group, a women's group.
Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Yeah, in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And they asked us to play, people to throw together some horns and percussion, and that's where it came from.
Now, in addition to this ensemble, you're a longtime member of Birdsongs of the Mesozoic. Is that band still active?
We are. We're sort of finding our way. The group has for a long time been based on compositional, very intense compositions by members of the group, and sometimes difficult compositions. Mm-hmm. I can attest to how much I have to work on them to play them. And we're sort of thinking about other approaches, more improvisational approaches, more loop-oriented approaches. So we're playing around with things. That's one of the groups that I mentioned before, having four people who hang out together for years.
Right.
You know, I've been in that group since 1989, and mostly the same people in that group. And it's just a great opportunity to really get to know some people who become part of your family.
Well, this group is the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble. You can hear them tonight at Barbez on 9th Street and Park Slope at 8 p.m. And then Sunday in Lower Manhattan at the Stone, also at 8 p.m. The last Revolutionary Snake Ensemble record was 3 years ago. Will there be another?
Yeah. In fact, I'm looking forward to possibly recording this particular ensemble this particular weekend.
Very good.
See what happens.
All right. Ken, thank you very much for bringing the band in.
Really appreciate it, John. Thanks.
The Revolutionary Snake Ensemble. That's going to do it for today's show. On our next program, we explore the sound of rockabilly through the stories of artists like Carl Perkins, Wanda Jackson, and Brian Setzer. And we hear a live performance from the Brooklyn indie rock trio, The Antlers. And for upcoming guests, music news, and to watch video of our in-studio performances, find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at WNYC_soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie McPherson and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Tiffany Kamhai and Dylan Riches. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time next time for another Soundcheck.